Networking and Health Information Exchange, Unit 6A, EHR Functional Model Standards. This unit focuses on the EHR from the perspective of its architecture and content, particularly from the perspective of the source of the content and the networking required to aggregate the data from all sources. We first introduce several standards that relate to definition, architecture, and content of the EHR. The units before and after this unit contribute to creating and using the EHR. The EHR is much more than a repository of data. Its value comes largely through a rich set of functionalities that add value to the aggregated database. The second subunit addresses the functional requirements for the EHR. A process called profiling selects a specific set of functionalities from the generic set to address a specific purpose in a specific domain or setting. The examples we will look at include the emergency department, behavioral health, child health, long-term care, and regulated clinical research. Although there are many overlaps between functions required for the PHR and functions required for the EHR, there are substantial differences. As the name implies, the PHR must add value to the person, the required functionalities must support this position. The importance of functionality is evidenced by a process of certification of commercial EHR systems using functionality model standard as a basis for the certification. Meaningful use criteria requires the use of a certified EHR system. Many definitions? Why? There has never been a shared understanding of what we are trying to achieve with EHR. Many view it simply as a replacement for the paper record. The tremendous change in technology and the increased power of technology has stayed ahead of the visions for the EHR. It is viewed as birth to death record, longitudinal, anything and everything about the patient. What is its form and format? Documents, folders, structured, coded data elements with coded values, text. What is its purpose? Document care, communications, legal, research, audits, reimbursement. Who is it for? Provider, patient, payer, government, auditor, researcher, public health. The answer to all of these questions and others are important to the architecture and content of the EHR. It is important to understand your definition of what we call the EHR. Your definition may be biased by where you work, a hospital, a clinic, a doctor's office, a nursing home, or long-term care setting. The push for a nationwide infrastructure requires you to have some understanding of how these different settings relate. Many definitions? Why? There has never been a shared understanding of what we are trying to achieve with the EHR. Many view it simply as a replacement for the paper record. The tremendous change in technology and the increased power of technology has stayed ahead of the visions for the EHR. It is viewed as birth to death record, longitudinal, anything and everything about the patient. What is its form and format? Documents, folders, structured, coded data elements with coded values, text. What is its purpose? Document care, communications, legal, research, audits, reimbursement. Who is it for? Provider, patient, payer, government, auditor, researcher, public health. The answer to all of these questions and others are important to the architecture and content of the EHR. It is important to understand your definition of what we call the EHR. Your definition may be biased by where you work, a hospital, a clinic, a doctor's office, a nursing home, or long-term care setting. The push for a nationwide infrastructure requires you to have some understanding of how these different settings relate. The development of what we currently call the EHR has evolved over the past 50 years. Its name has changed many times, and its name probably reflected the perception as well as the technology available at the time. The ultimate transition from medical to health reflects a transition in our healthcare model. The initial focus on the computer has yielded to electronic. What the EHR contains or does not contain is important. Functionality is very important and distinguishes the EHR from a clinical data warehouse or clinical data repository, though these may serve some of the functions of the EHR. We still debate to what to call it or what it is. What problems are we solving? Are there multiple uses? What are they? And what impact does each have on the others? One of the first formal definitions of the EHR came in a seminal publication from the Institute of Medicine in 1991. This publication actually referred to the EHR as a computer-based patient record. This publication contributed to an increased awareness of the value of the use of computers in healthcare. The revised edition, published in 1997, noted that little progress had been made in implementing EHR systems, and with the exception of two additional chapters that discuss current use of the EHR, was not otherwise changed. The IOM definition defines a computer-based patient record as an electronic patient record that resides in a system specifically designed to support users by providing accessibility to complete and accurate data, alerts, reminders, clinical decision support systems, links to medical knowledge, and other aids. This definition still works. Note the words complete and accurate data and the use of decision support. Note the coupling to medical knowledge. Unfortunately, the current use of the EHR in both the inpatient and outpatient setting is still below 20% in the U.S. A goal of the stimulus funding program is to significantly change that number. Since the IOM definition, a number of SDOs have published standards related to definition, architecture, and content. We will look at a set of standards created by different groups that expand the definition of the EHR from this IOM definition. These three ISO standards provide views of what the architecture, structure, and content of an EHR should be. ISO TR-20514 provides some simple concepts about what an EHR might be. ISO TS-18308 provides some suggestions for an EHR architecture that would support interoperability and data sharing. In Europe, CIN developed a 5-point standard for an EHR architecture and communication. This standard is influencing what is happening in Europe. ISO 13606 addresses multiple aspects of the EHR and its contents. We previously noted Part 2 of the standard when addressing archetypes. The Part 1 of the standard defines a reference model or a conceptual plan of what the architecture of an EHR should be. These standards will be discussed in detail in the next few slides. ISO TR-20514 is a technical report published in 2007. It is very generally simple to find, and its purpose is only to provide information about the EHR. It is not a standard. The technical report may be purchased from ISO, but unfortunately there is a cost. Not only are the many definitions of the EHR confusing and conflicting, the suggested architecture for EHRs are equally so. Some suggest the EHR is similar to the paper record, that is, series of folders usually organized around an admission or an outpatient encounter. The lab data may be in another folder and medications in another folder. The architecture stores data in much the same way as it is captured. Another perspective suggests that data should be stored independent of the way it is captured. This approach seems to offer a structured, better suited for varied presentations of the data as well as responsiveness to query. What the content of an EHR is an entirely different topic. ISO 18308 is a technical specification. A technical specification is somewhere between an information document and a standard. It merely suggests definitions and what an architecture might be. It also can be obtained from ISO, but at a cost. This standard suggests the generic structural components from which all EHRs are built, defined in terms of an information model. TS-18308 does not define the functional requirements. HL7 does provide great detail on the EHR functional model, and we will explore this topic in the next subunit. CIN-13066 was first created over 10 years ago. More recently, it was revised and submitted to ISO as part of the Vienna Agreement to become an ISO standard. The standard is defined in 5 parts, each addressing a different component. A number of countries are using at least a part of the standard in defining EHR, EHR architecture, or EHR content. An organization called OpenEHR has used the standard to create an open source activity that provides application and content, including archetypes that have been discussed in an earlier unit. ISO 13606 defines the EHR as a longitudinal record, a record that exists over the lifetime of an individual, the so-called cradle to grave. It introduces concepts of persistence. The data is kept forever and thus satisfying any legal requirement. To a large extent, the purpose for which the EHR is intended, whether the legal record of care, the document of care, or an instrument of care, strongly influences the definition, architecture, and content of the EHR. Again, perceptions of what is required for the EHR influences its design. The theoretical definition includes any and all related content. What was the patient doing? What was the doctor doing? Who is the source of the data? Who entered it into the computer? Who said it was correct? And so forth. The difference between what the EHR contains and what is actually needed in a particular circumstance is intensely debated. It is like, do you read every footnote or look up every reference when you are reading a paper or book? It is important that too much data can get in the way of use. More is not better. Even though 13606 does not specify the database design, it does define a structure that is covered in the next slide. The two key pieces defined in the standard are a reference model, contrasted to the HL7 reference model, and archetypes. The use of archetypes are defined by this standard are perhaps the most widely used part of the 13606 standard. As noted, 13606 defines a hierarchical structure in which the top level is called the EHR extract. The EHR extract contains all or part of the EHR and is defined created for a particular purpose. For whatever its purpose, the structure remains the same. This slide in the next defines the hierarchical content of the EHR. It is similar to saying a file cabinet is a patient's EHR. The file cabinet contains drawers with folders that contains parts broken down into smaller units. From one perspective, it is a logical construct. The question is, how is the data used and how easily is it found within such a structure? It seems clear that there is a great similarity to the paper patient record system. The hierarchical structure continues down to the node containing the data. Search time depends on the indexing of the data. For example, if the search has to start at the folder level and look through each folder and composition and section and entry and cluster down to the data leaf, then search has a significant overhead. The STM standards are more traditional in name and content. These are largely informational in content and do not, today, significantly influence system design. E1239 is focused on hospital information system application. Still traditional standards. Note that E1715 is essentially the same topic as E1239. This standard is more recent and perhaps is the most valuable of the set. These standards may be obtained from ASTM and there is a cost. In this subunit, we have drawn attention to several standards from various SDOs that deal with EHR definition, architecture, and content. None of these standards are complete and definitive. Unfortunately, the current state of the art for EHRs is similar to the story of five blind men and the elephant. Until a stronger agreement is reached, content interoperability, efficiency, and query will be compromised. At the request of the Secretary of HHS, IMO defined brief initial functionality standards for the EHR in 2004. HL7 then created a draft standard for functionality in 2005 that is now an ANSI standard for an EHR functionality model and a draft standard for interoperability for the EHR. These standards contribute significantly to the CCHIT certification of EHR vendors. This functional model standard will be discussed in detail in the next subunit.